Oh, good afternoon, everyone. It's the Daily Talk Show with Josh Jansen and Tommy Jacket.
Ep 23, what is up?
Yeah, it is Thursday the 15th. I'm feeling a bit calmer.
Well, yesterday I had 3 coffees. You fucking blew it.
Haven't had any today. Yeah, I've actually pushed back on it.
That's good, but because of your outrageous performance.
Yeah. I've got a headache, though.
Yeah, that's the cum. That's the I realised I just said that word.
That's fine.
That's the lack of coffee.
Okay.
Valentine's Day yesterday. We didn't talk about Valentine's Day at all.
No.
Did you do anything?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What'd you do?
I got two. I've been meaning to get. Maybe I did talk about it. I've been meaning to get a coffee mug.
That's right.
For
and
myself.
Tell that boring story how you got a third. That's how you got so tweaked on coffee.
Yeah.
But did you actually do anything that night? Like, did you?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Did you have a nice dinner or anything like that?
No, I actually didn't. I didn't eat. No, we just chilled. We watched Gogglebox. Fucking love that show.
Gogglebox.
Where'd you go? Clearly, you did something.
No. We just went down into pizza. That's about it.
What sort
but
of?
But it's interesting seeing all the people
fucking holding hands.
I saw so many dudes carrying around limp flowers. This one, it looks so sad. This one guy was walking along the street. He had long hair and he had just one flower that had just gone. Its stem was so limp. I don't know. It was like what you'd see out of a rom-com where the date went really bad. They stood him up. And he's just walking down the street with his limp flower in his hand.
Actually, Bree and I did go for a walk. And on the walk, I feel like you can really notice the couples that are very new.
Yeah.
Because they basically, they're holding each other closer, maybe.
Yeah. I love seeing new dates. Uh-huh. Like, Amy and I, and maybe this is a couples thing, tell me if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are out for dinner and you start speculating. Is that a first date?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think that so much of the enjoyment in going, like, on dates with your significant other when you are, you know, when you've been together for a while is painting the picture of these people have just met on Tinder.
Yeah.
She's not vibing. He's vibing. But
our 1 year anniversary, Amy and I went to Donovan's on the beach in St Kilda. Really nice.
Italian?
Restaurant. There's Italian dishes there. It's like modern Australian, I think, serves everything, right? They serve pastas, risottos, steaks. Like we got a pie that was $50 and it came. And it was a deconstructed pie.
Yeah, they can get fucked.
Man, it was the best fucking pie I've ever had. It was
really?
so good. So it came out as like upside down and then they like made in front of you. And I thought this is going to be whack. And it was the nicest pie ever. Anyway, we were sitting next to this couple. This guy looked like a bit of a rooster. This girl, she was quite made up and you could totally tell that they were on a first date. And he went to the toilet later into the date. And then another woman who was playing the same game as Amy and I came over to her and said, it was like, I can't remember if she was like offering words of sympathy, like sympathy saying,
it didn't look
I'm
like
seeing
it was,
what's going on here.
So it wasn't working out? What
I,
was
I
happening?
Don't know if it was working out quite well. And it definitely got better as it went on. But this woman like came up totally acknowledged and said, hey, I totally see what's happening here. And it was so awkward, but we loved it.
But do you think, I feel like that chick who goes up to the chick's a bit of a fuckwit.
She was older.
There's this desire to be like, she wants to be in on it, right?
Yeah,
like just let them fucking, let the train wreck happen. Maybe she's digging the train wreck.
Yeah.
Some people are into train wrecks.
Either way, that's a pretty good first date if you're getting taken to Donovan's.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cheap. You walk away paying $150 a head.
Yeah.
But there was one person who posted something about Valentine's Day that stood out to me. Floyd Mayweather.
Don't know. Boxer? MMA?
Tell me more. Dig more of a hole.
Is that right?
He is a boxer. You've done is you've taken headlines. Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, could be doing an MMA fight.
In Perth?
No,
is he
no.
from Perth?
UFC was in Perth last weekend.
Great. See what's going on here?
Headline, Josh.
That's how I work in headlines. So Floyd Weather.
Floyd Mayweather.
Actually, no, I do know more about him.
He's like one of the most.
Don't say anything. Sorry for interrupting, but don't say anything for a sec.
Go.
We just got some feedback from Campton, the guy who's got the government after him, that yesterday I was interrupting you too much.
Just...
Anyway, Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather.
He is Scottish?
No.
Irish.
Are you actually pulling my leg
here? No. He's the he's the one that everyone wanted to win that fight.
No, okay. No.
I'm sorry.
Floyd Mayweather is 50-0. He's fought 50 professional boxing fights, never lost a fight.
Okay.
And 50 being the one against Conor McGregor, the Irish guy, MMA fighter that stepped into the boxing ring. I seem really like an expert in front of you. It makes me feel really good that I know all this stuff
about
sports.
I do want to be an expert in sports.
Floyd Mayweather, he's like... an amazing, if not the best boxer in the world, technical boxer in the world.
And he's the one who actually, he fought, are you saying that he fought the Scottish guy?
Yeah, Irish guy.
I understand what's Mayweather going on. I finish now? I think that what's happened is he's a boxer and UFC isn't boxing, but he wanted to make some cash. So he went and fought UFC fighting as a boxer. That's all I know.
You've said it backwards. It was the other guy. It was Conor McGregor, who is a UFC fighter.
And he boxed.
And went into the boxing ring.
Okay.
Which is a harder transition. Because he's only got one weapon, his hands.
Yeah.
Before he had elbows, knees,
yeah,
everything. So anyway, Floyd Mayweather. Like him or hate him, I love him for his boxing stuff. He's an amazing, amazingly skilled fighter American dude. He's worth now $1 billion.
Yeah.
And he's gross. Like, you cannot argue, I don't think, against him being gross in terms of his approach to women and all of this stuff, right? Okay. And I think he's a bit delusional. Maybe money sends you that way. He's got so many cars worth $1 million. And maybe it's not celebrated stuff. He might be doing a bunch of good stuff, but you don't hear about it. Anyway, he went to jail for domestic
abuse. That's not good.
Yeah. So he's hurt his female partners. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple of occasions that I've read that this has happened, right? And so he posts yesterday.
And people don't like him generally?
Well, I think anyone who's at the top, I've got a lot of haters that are pretty strong. And I think it's more around the stuff I just mentioned that people start going, you're gross. Because I became a fan of him because of his skill set in the ring.
Did people want McGregor or Mayweather?
McGregor to win, I think, because he was the Irish underdog. He's the underdog in terms of it was basically his first professional fight.
Okay.
But listen to this. I want to show you this. And I'll hold it up close here. And this is a clip that he posted to his Instagram today, because today is Valentine's Day over in America. Listen to what he has to say, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, it's 365 days. And to a lot of men, only 4 days are special. Birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's, and Christmas. What about the other 361 days? I feel like a woman should be able to feel special all the time. A man should treat a woman good all the time, not just those 4 days. Me, myself, I'm gonna treat a woman good all throughout the year. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Either
Have
that's
you seen
like a
anyone jo- project so hard in their life?
You're all about projecting.
But the funny thing, what I found about that was they were filming and he's clearly set it up and he hasn't really worked out whether he's meant to look at the camera or to look off to the side.
Because at the last second...
They're like, look off to the side, and he's flicking between them. A bit awkward.
And so here's the thing I didn't mention. Floyd Mayweather owns a massive strip club in Las Vegas, that he absolutely hammers the promotion through his own Instagram.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, as soon as I watched that, I was like, fuck, bit rich from a dude who's gone to jail for beating a woman and fucking who owns a strip club. And I went to the comment section. It was the first thing I saw.
Really?
And I was like, dude, do you think he's like so out of touch?
But even know your audience, right? The people who follow him are probably dick sticks who...
Dick sticks,
yeah.
That are fans that are doing the same thing or...
Just like have the similar sort of shit mindset that he does. Yeah. Potentially. Maybe not.
Crazy.
I feel like I'm talking out of my realm of knowledge, which is very small.
Well, I think you see, like, even in a conversation where it's like you talking super techie.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-huh. I tune out a bit.
Yeah. No, I get that.
It's fascinating.
It got me thinking, me saying dick stick reminded me of what were some of the phrases that you would call people when you were younger? That's just, and it was only.
I mentioned on this once, Skinner.
Skinner? What was that again? The skinny penis?
Skinner. A Skinner is just like, yeah, I think it's like, you'd be a Skinner if you didn't have pubes yet.
That's right. Very triggered.
And then you spend the rest of your life trying to fucking get rid of much hair on your body.
Disaster. What about knob jockey?
Knob jockey?
Knob jockey, people used to say a lot. And if you actually really think of the two words, knob jockey, it's quite funny. Like it's like riding...
Yeah, a knob...
Knob jockey. See? If you really deconstruct it, yeah. Anyway.
What else was there?
I don't know.
Skinner was my favourite. Obviously, knob jockey was your...
We peaked.
You only need two examples. One for me, one for you.
No, I agree. My mum the other day, I got a call from her Monday, I think it was.
She'd listened to Squeegee Ep.
No, she hasn't listened to Squeegee Ep, but she... F14, isn't it?
She's listened to the podcast?
No, she hasn't.
Has she got iTunes?
She got podcast? No excuse. But I sort of... I don't know if I can be bothered with the conversations that will come after her listening. But she was telling me... She was saying, Josh, I've had the worst day.
Mm.
I needed to call someone. I was like, okay, what's happened? She said she works at a dentist. She's a dental nurse / receptionist. And she went into the surgery to let someone in, like a new patient.
Yeah.
So seat them down and all that sort of thing. Sit them down, whatever. And as she was doing that, she heard someone sort of in the reception area, like next patients or whatever have come in. She goes out, and as she goes out into the reception area, she sees a guy closing the door behind him, and they've got like glass doors, and he just looks at her, smiles and waves, right? And then mum looks and she sees like where they store their money, and there was the key still in it, and she looked, and they'd been paid a few hundred bucks and all of it was gone.
Fuck. And so he'd fully done a robbery.
Yeah. And next door to their dentist is like a social services. So, people who are struggling, mental health stuff, socioeconomics, all that sort of thing. It's set up for that. And apparently this guy had gone, was one of the mates of the people going. But mum straight away like obviously told her boss and all that sort of thing, and then she went across to the people next door and they said, yeah, actually we know him, he's all these details, all that sort of thing. Mum's spoken to the police since. The thing is, because they didn't catch him actually taking the money, they think the money's gone.
Yeah, totally would be, but just take and spend it.
Yeah, but it made mum a little nervous about things, like she just feels a bit, a little bit more scared about. Like you feel a bit grotty. Have you ever had anything stolen from you?
Oh, mate, I've had my fucking laptop stolen out of my house, and they must have had a key to get in. So they literally just came in and took my laptop. I had videos exporting and hard drives plugged in with like thousands of dollars worth of client work that I hadn't delivered yet.
Fuck.
And they unplugged the hard drives, left my camera bag on the ground, and just took...
Was this in Bondi?
In Bondi, yeah. The problem with Bondi is that you rent some apartment and it's been 20 other pikeys in there.
Yeah.
Like, just like...
So what's the lesson? Would you recommend people changing the locks if they're going
through... It's my thing. Every place I go to now, change the front door, except the new one because I knew the owners. Actually, we changed the, we did, we had to get it because they didn't use the bottom lock, so we had a new key cut, so we're the only ones with it. It's just peace of mind. Fucking freaks me out. That's why I like apartment living. The thing that came to mind though when you mentioned the stuff about mum is karma.
Yeah.
Do you believe in karma?
Yeah, I do. As a general sort of idea that if I do good things, other good things will happen. If I do bad things, bad shit will happen.
So then you break it up into good, bad karma.
Yeah.
So I was out one night with this dude who is a bit troubled. He's a bit of a rascal.
Campton?
No. I think Campton was there. But we were young. We were like 17.
Mm.
And we were drinking and we saw this like super drunk dude who had like an esky that was passed out on a bench at like a tram stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the esky on the ground. So he'd obviously been going hard all day. And this rascal guy that I know went up to the esky, opened up the esky. He didn't wake up. He was still just maggoted, passed out. There was a wallet in there.
Uh-huh.
He picked up the wallet and opened it up, and there was cash. There was like $150.
Mm-hmm.
He took the cash.
Uh-oh.
Closed the wallet and put it back, closed the esky and left. A week later.
And this is your mate?
I'm not mates with him. Okay. Now. I actually saw him this week.
Okay.
In a fight with a guy at a 7-Eleven. Not a fist fight, verbal fight with the guy across the counter. Anyway, a week later.
I've got so many questions.
A week later after the drunk guy incident, he was caught up in the tsunami in Thailand. As soon as I heard, I was like, fuck, is that karma? There's a lot of people there, but for someone like him,
karma.
If you think about karma, there's a lot of people doing bad stuff in the world.
But then you could say, what about all the innocent people who died?
Of course.
What about, is that their karma? Like, did they fuck something up that we don't know about?
No, but maybe then, I don't think karma's that clear cut, right? Where it's like, all these people are going to be bad, that have been bad, are going to be in one place and it happens. But it's like, if you were to look at it for an individual basis and karma being for each individual, and I'm not saying about the people who were great people that got taken and lost their lives that day,
uh-huh.
but individually that you kind of end up in a place where something bad's happening. I don't know.
I think like, here's the thing. I think you should use that. You should use karma as a mechanism to stop you from doing shit that you shouldn't do.
Mm.
However, lots of shit things happen to people. You know, like some people get really pissed off when you say like everything happens for a reason.
Mm.
Where it's like, oh, my whole family's just been killed you know, all these people have just died around me. What's the reason?
Yeah.
And I think that probably those moments. So I think karma as a very general rule to be able to manage yourself. That's why I find it fascinating. Some people are religious for that reason, right? It keeps them, like if God is watching them and that's enough for them to not do the wrong thing.
Yeah, true. I came at that with, it wasn't my opinion that was why he was caught up in the tsunami. But I really did think about like all the bad shit this dude individually had done in his life.
Well, he's going to, yeah, I mean.
And ends up in there, like it's like his vibration.
Can you tell me about, going back to the 7-Eleven, are you on talking terms with him or no? Did he see that you saw him?
No.
Okay.
It was one of those, see him and turn away again.
It's almost this weird thing. That to me feels like it's almost like an out-of-body experience where you're seeing someone in the future who you used to know and then seeing them where they've gone.
Well, I haven't actually seen him in person for ages.
Yeah.
And then I said to Campton, who was there on the night as well, I said to James, you wouldn't fucking believe it. I saw this dude and he's in an argument again.
Yeah.
And that was what his deal was all the time, being in arguments with everybody else.
Yeah.
And just shit going on, shit happening to him constantly.
It is a choice, isn't it? Like those sort of things. And it's a level of mindfulness. And what I've been thinking about is how avoiding the... avoiding the some sort of reactive state. Like yesterday, I was really pissed off with myself where I was like, I actually can't remember what the episode was because I was so fucking high on caffeine. Seriously, I was like, I was so high on caffeine that I was like, I was actually so impulsive and so like reaction, like trying. It reminded me of a kid. And you know what I was thinking? I used to have so much sugar as a kid. I think I was high all the time. Like, I think, like, you know, people talk about kids being like real fucking feral.
Yeah.
And then you find out that they just eat like fucking,
yeah, like being on Redskins.
Redskins and shit.
Snap and crackle bars. Yeah.
It's like, it's interesting. Yeah, I think karma is okay. It's an okay mechanism, but I wouldn't put too much weight on it in some regards.
Is it a proven theory?
Fuck if I know. I would say no.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've, you know, we had all the medium psychic shit yesterday. It's the same sort of realm, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, fuck, I feel a bit bad for talking about that Thailand stuff.
No, that's fine. No, I get it.
Maybe it is like the... Because then you go...
Are we getting too... I wonder whether we are getting too internal on this podcast. Like this, we are both...
Mate, you are. You are the most internal person I've ever fucking met.
Like, as you reflect, in just reflective.
Hey, Tommy, how are you? Oh, fuck, I... that tone I just said, hey, Tommy, how are you, was probably not the...
Do you think... I think it's... I think that as a listener, I'd get fucking annoyed if people... You can say some you can say some shit and you get it wrong. And like, that's entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, there's a lot more, there's people out there who are just like Sam Newman from The Footy Show. He's not thinking like this sort of thought. Like it's that constant reactive state, isn't it? It's that constant, like, what can I say to get a laugh? How can I be absurd? Yeah.
I wonder if it's a feeling of like I'm living a dangerous existence, or I feel like there's always someone after me for what I've said. Or
I did have this moment, no joke, this morning, where I was like, "What if I go to the PO box and someone fucking puts anthrax in there?"
For one, where they get anthrax from?
Fucking Kim Jong Un from listening to all this stuff and getting pissed.
We have someone in Seoul listening.
Yeah.
South Korea.
Yes.
I'd
be very impressed if we were on the intranet in North Korea. But then I was thinking about it, like, oh, now there's heaps of fucking famous people. And then I was thinking, like, man, it's so amazing that shit doesn't happen more often.
What, from what people say?
No, that, like, famous people, like, there's enough nutcases that hate famous people.
Yeah.
That they will, you know, that the people don't do crazy shit.
Who was getting stalked? Like, you always hear about people getting, having court cases where there's a stalker that's been basically told if you come near, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
There's lots of those cases. I know I mentioned him heaps of episodes. Logan Paul, I guess he's the epitome of modern day fame, YouTuber, biggest YouTuber in the world. Some dude was just sleeping on his couch the other night. And they were there in the house having dinner. But
that seems like fucking karma. Like, going back to karma, this cunt has been like fucking... He's personally done that exact same shit, right, to different people.
No, not like this. This dude was not all there.
Well, what's the fucking difference? Because Logan Paul has a camera, he's allowed to be a knob jockey?
Yeah, I know what you're meaning there, but I mean
is
just
knob
like
jockey
someone
homophobic?
Coming into your own house.
Is knob jockey homophobic? I don't think so.
No, it doesn't come to mind. Fucking send Josh some feedback if it is homophobic.
Being homophobic.
It's not homophobic.
Because it's not just for men. Like, anyone could be a knob jockey.
I think it comes down to freedom of speech. Everyone's so fucking scared, right?
Oh, okay, I'm worried about what you're
around
saying.
What people are saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's... You just were worried then that you were offending a certain type. And
well, we have a lot of friends, but we don't have the context of it. Like, I've got, like, lots of friends who live these different lives and you don't want to fucking upset people.
Mm.
And as our audience broadens, that's going to be maybe a fucking responsibility. But
no one will ever be happy, right,
mm-hmm.
with what you say.
Yeah.
they'll either agree, strongly disagree, or be on the fence.
Fucking BMAC said he liked yesterday's episode, and then Campton said that I'm fucking lost the plot.
So there's two opposing, yeah,
which is fine,
thoughts around the exact same thing that they're listening to. It didn't change from what they listened to. It's fascinating. How long are we gone?
So we've gone 25 minutes. We'll do another 5 minutes because I'm going to quad lock. I've got a meeting.
Like
how
you really just punch through that, the name to get the plug in there.
Yeah, quad lock. They're the iPhone case.
I actually use one.
Yeah, it's, they're fucking
thanks,
great.
Thanks, Robbie, if you're listening.
Yeah.
It's a good case.
Yeah, I'm going straight from here to there. But
I think don't be so scared. I think you have a good filter on you about what's actually okay. You're not a racist person. You're not a sexist person. You're not a homophobic person.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you do say, you got to have a bit of chutzpah behind what you do say to believe that you're not fucking saying the wrong thing. And if you have, own it.
Have you, changing topic, been following the Olympics at all? The Winter Olympics?
I don't have a TV. So that's my problem. Other than seeing headlines come up about a guy from Warrandyte who got a bronze or something or a silver and's been crying.
What's his name? Scott?
I don't know. He's a Melbourne guy.
Isn't he the one that I think, someone at Fox, it's his brother or something.
Oh, interesting.
But
yeah, it's I don't know. I would watch it. It's like tennis. When it rolls around, if I've got a TV and I'm near, I could start watching and get into it.
What I don't understand, maybe you know the answer, Olympics.
Yeah.
Is the other Olympics called Summer Olympics?
That's a good point. It's just, is it even in summer though? I think it's just the Olympics and then you have Winter Olympics.
So.
But winter, it's like sports relating to pretty much things that are done in cool climates. So
this is sometimes fun. Rather than Googling shit and finding out the answer, we'll just fucking, I'll ask you. So you don't know. So it's the Winter Olympics. I think it might be the Summer Olympics, no?
I've never heard
of it. Beach volleyball?
Yeah, but they're all just things that are done
non-winter
that don't involve ice or snow. So there's like, think about all the sports in Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
it all involves either ice or snow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's the defining Winter Olympics.
It's interesting how the news shapes our views on things, right? Or the things that we remember from big incidents in the past. I'm just on news.com.au and they've got an unspeakable horror, 17 dead in school massacre.
I read that today.
What are some moments that have happened that you really distinctly remember? What are the images?
Oh, I've got two. September 11.
Yeah.
I remember getting woken up by my mum and she said, "Oh, darling, there's been a terrorist attack." And I was year seven. I had no idea what the fuck it meant.
Yeah.
Or what the Twin Towers were. But then I remember getting to school and we had on television footage of people. It was like uncensored. It was like live of people jumping out the window.
Yeah.
And I remember this kid named Matt, he left the room because he was crying. He couldn't handle it. Sensitive little soul, because I was like, holy, I was like watching it glued to it. Yeah, it was like doing something to me where I was like, it's probably surreal. It feels like I'm watching another movie, as you are as a 7-year-old.
It's maybe a little bit more emotionally
in tune, 100%. I was just like, oh.
You're like, oh, fuck, look at those people. But yeah, if you connect it with it being real people and shit.
And that was before social media was big.
I remember the big massacre in Tassie.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You would have been 11, 10.
Nah, fucking way younger.
Not, how old?
Six? I think it was 1996.
The Port Arthur massacre.
Yeah. And do you know what there's this, we won't say the shooter's name, but I do know it, because that's like a sensitive thing, right? Fuck him. Don't give him airtime. But he wore this fucking white jumper, woolen jumper, and it was on, like, there was a photo of him with this blonde hair and white jumper.
He always looked like Kurt Cobain a bit.
Yeah, it just fucking, it really, like,
it's burnt into your
head. Yeah, I think about it. And I also think about, I remember they did an article, because when these things happen, the media just go all over them. So I remember they took photos of what his prison cell was like. And just I remember the metal toilet, which time I go to one of those fucking, you know, the public toilets that they fucking have the metal. I'm like, fuck.
He's fat and blown out.
Yeah,
now.
He's gone all like, he's on like, obviously on a bunch of drugs and shit to keep him under wraps.
Oh.
Could you, do you know what I was thinking about? Like what it would take just, you turn the wrong way, you do one fucked up thing and you're in jail. Can you believe that?
Mm.
I mean, it's closer to you because if you fucking, you're a bit outrageous as a kid. But just like texting on your phone.
Yeah.
You fucking hit someone, you're in jail.
It's harder and it's easier than you think being sentenced.
Do you know many people who are being sentenced?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the longest amount of time?
Oh, I know a guy at the moment who he has, I don't think he's had his trial, but he might be in there for like 10 years now.
Punch on or something? King hit or whatever the fuck, the coward's punch?
It was more of a shotgun incident. Fuck. So serious, yeah?
Yeah.
And yeah, but then I know other people have just done short stints in there. And it's crazy, like, there's definitely, like, everyone comes out with a, just this, it's almost like a different demeanour because you need to hold it together in there. Yeah. And not all prisons are like what you see, dropping the soap and all that shit. Hardcore prisons, I think, are more like that. Like,
yeah.
Port Phillip in Melbourne's like a maximum security.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, the lower security prisons of working farms and stuff like that. But there is also, it's men. And if you are a man, I mean, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
There's testosterone. There's egos. It's everything. It's like put a whole bunch of them in a, it's like putting men in a cage. There will be fights. There will be aggression. There will be fucking, you know, just anger. That's, and so my point is, from my close friend who was in there,
yeah,
I could just tell from when he came out that he just had this like, this, it's a protection mechanism.
He's a bit like tweaked or what's
not tweaked, but just a bit fucking
rough.
Yeah, just a bit rough, but not acting rough to me. But just like this, I can't explain it. Be like if I had just seen a few things and gone through a bit of stuff, you'd probably feel like I'm a bit harder.
PTSD or whatever.
Yeah, I'm a bit harder.
Yeah,
and so that's what I felt. It's questionable whether their rehabilitation, whether it is a rehabilitation, like on that top end of prisons.
Yeah.
I don't know how much rehabilitation you get out of going to a place where you're a bit feared for your life.
I think it fucks you
a bit.
I think it fucks you
up more. And it fucks you up more.
And they go back into society and it's more screwed up. Very quickly, a story, 2011, I get this Facebook message. I'd been doing a... I'd been part of a film course over 2 years during my last 2 years of high school, and I got to work with heaps of different people on video stuff, like professionals who were in different industries but wanted to make films. So anything from psychologists, lawyers, to just regular jobs and stuff like that. And there was one guy who was a consultant, and he was from the US, and he was here with his wife and kid. Anyway, really well off. He was working at a company called Accenture, big consulting company in Melbourne, and a really nice guy. And I remember it was 2012. So in 2012, I was going to Macworld for, you know, in San Francisco, and mum and dad were saying, you should catch up with T, this guy, right? And I was like, he was a bit further out than I was. I was going to be in San Francisco. He was a bit sort of further out. Anyway, a month later, I get back from that trip. I get a Facebook message from someone saying, I'm just using initials, R, T's wife has just passed away, and T has been arrested for her murder. And it turns out that he'd stabbed her with scissors. And they were going to be getting a divorce and all that sort of thing. But the real crazy part of it was I was following along the trial. He's gotten like life in prison, right? But I was following along and all of these other stories started coming about out about him. He had a previous wife who died when she was in a car with Todd, and he'd just gotten a bee sting apparently, and they were camping in the middle of nowhere, and apparently she veered off the road because she was racing to the hospital because he was allergic to these bees. And Todd,
he's in prison, right?
Yeah, he's fucking in prison. I don't have to fucking protect anyone now.
Todd, you kept his wife's name as an initial.
Yeah, exactly.
But you said Todd a long time ago.
I was trying to be fucking clever.
He's trying to be cryptic.
I'm not trying to be.
The prick's in jail for murdering his wife.
Yeah, it's literally.
And so what? He murdered.
He's probably murdered this. He got out in time out of the car. There was a whole fucking TV show done on this shit. But how fucking crazy is that?
Fuck.
And so, like, I remember it changed my perception on things in my mind because I'm like, Rachel, who was his wife who he killed, you know, the one that I knew, like, I knew her and, like, we all hung out. And so it was just a big, and so there was all this other shit.
She said her name.
Yeah, I know.
You're fucked.
So this. Basically, the interesting thing was it was just like reading all about it and following along.
Yeah.
It turns out that he was actually an Air Force pilot in the US. I think he had like severe trauma or something from it, but he was kicked out of that. And there was a story where Rachel told her friend that Todd was going to fake a mental breakdown at a conference in Amsterdam.
Oh, no.
And, like, all of this crazy shit. He faked cancer once as well.
This guy's a scumbag.
Yeah.
And he's in jail forever?
Yeah.
Good.
And, like, isn't that fucked up to think, like, that's in our world? And I was in his world. He was in my world.
I think there's more people that could be tweaked around you then you probably realize it's that they just don't act on it.
Yeah.
As you said, one wrong turn and you can have a fucking.
It's even just thinking about, like I was telling you, I think the other day was the bloody going past a police person with a gun just hanging out. Just have that little fucking moment of like, geez, that's easy.
Oh, 100%. Scary. A monster inside of all of us. A lot of us just have the monster.
Mine came out yesterday.
Yeah, and yours came out. And three coffees is the concoction if you want Josh's monster. That sounds really bad.
Yeah, it's the Daily Talk Show with Tommy and Josh. If you've listened this far, you don't think we're complete fuckwits.
We love you.
We love you. And we do appreciate any iTunes reviews just because, like, that's how they do the fucking algorithm. So you appear higher up. So if you leave a review and a rating, that's really. I was the number one careers podcast, Josh speaking was.
Interesting.
For a while because I got everyone to review it.
I see all these people celebrating when they release podcasts that they're in the top 10.
It's pretty fucking easy to do it.
Okay, get us in there.
But it'd be good. Everyone, have a good one. Also, you can email us hi@thedailytalkshow.com. And also, we do have a P.O. box. No anthrax, please. It's P.O. box 400 Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Have a good one. Bye.